Blog Talk Radio.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you'll later regret, wishing you
Speaking Radio Network. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and we bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. Today we have a very special guest, and we're going to be talking about a very special topic that's dear to my heart, and that's veterans. So for those of you that are listening to this broadcast today, welcome. And if you have any family, friends, please share the link, the advertisement with them, because my guest is going to be sharing his testimony, and we're going to be discussing resources that are available for veterans, and we will be having future radio shows that are specially prepared for our veterans, because we love you all and we want to offer support. So, eloquently speaking about U.S. Army National Combat Engineer Calvin Patterson, who is 100% disabled, who is a 100% disabled veteran that has proudly served his country with a spirit of excellence. I would like to introduce to some and present to other Mr. Calvin Patterson. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Stacey. Can you hear me clear?
If you could get a little closer to the mic.
Okay. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
You sound far away.
Okay. Hold on. All right. Okay. Can you hear me now? Testing one.
I mean, I can hear you say, introduce yourself and let me hear you say more than what you're saying, and then I'll let you know.
Okay. My name is Calvin Patterson. I'm a combat engineer veteran. I was in Iraq 2008 to 2009. Did a lot of different things in the military, and when I came out, the first thing I wanted to do is help other veterans find their way home.
Okay. And how successful were you with doing that, and are you still doing that?
Yes, I am. Being veterans, you know, coming back home is hard and dealing with the things that we have to deal with. So I wanted to stay in the way of helping veterans to find their way home so they understand to where they'll there is no man or no woman left behind. We are there for each other, and we're always going to be there for each other. I have different branches and different people who I work with within the VA and the military that helped me to get to where I am now, Stacey.
Okay. Now, if you can, because you sound really far away, it almost sound muffled a little. So if you could just speak directly into the phone, or if you're on speakerphone, take it off the speakerphone. I don't know which one you have it.
Okay. What about now? Can you hear me now?
That's a lot better, yes.
There you go. Okay. No problem. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no problem. We got it. We got it. No problem.
So
but, anyway, as a, yes, go ahead.
But no, and now the sound muffled again.
Okay, what about here? Is that better?
You have to say more than what you just said so I can hear you.
Okay, I'm saying, is that better right here?
Okay, it's a little better, but it's not like 100%.
Okay, what about this? Testing one.
Okay, that's better. Because, I mean, I really want the people to be, that's better. That's definitely better. And for those of you that are listening, thank you for your patience while we're trying to get the sound correct. Okay, so what I want to do is talk about the time that you were, well, let me read your bio first. Let's start there.
Okay.
Calvin is a founding member of Valor's Mission, and their tagline is Wounds Without Scars. And the website to learn more about Calvin and the leadership team there is www.valorsmission.org. And if you click on the founders link, you will find the list of all of the founding members and the biography for each of them. But Calvin Patterson is one of the founding members. He's a part of the board of directors, and he served the U.S. Army National Guard as a combat engineer. Patterson served in the Army for 15 years, including a deployment to Taji, Iraq, where he witnessed a marketplace explosion, which later resulted in 100% disability from the VA due to PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. Patterson currently resides in Philadelphia, where he attends weekly PTSD classes and receives care through the VA for his back. Patterson enjoys attending veteran retreats, and this, along with his interactions with other veterans, has led to the creation of a list of 100 retreats all over the world serving veterans. So, Calvin, before we go any further, I just want to salute you. I want to congratulate you and say thank you for your dedication to our country, you and your colleagues. But what touches me the most about your story is that it's not about you. You care about the other veterans, and you go above and beyond to make sure that they get the help that they need and, you know, just getting back on their feet. But if you could, I would like for you to tell us, what is a combat engineer, and what did you do as a combat engineer?
Well, as being a combat engineer, we do a lot of different jobs as infantry. We also look for roadside bombs. We defend and to do everything. We build bridges to help the Navy, Marines, and whoever else we need to get across to finish combat. We make sure that they get what they need, and we build bridges for them. As being bomb specialists, we love to blow things up. yeah, we love to blow things up. And also, we love each other, you know, when we're on the battlefield. And that's what the most thing that I've learned as being a combat engineer and being with my fellow veterans and my fellow brothers and sisters in arms.
Okay. So one of the things that I wanted to bring awareness to is the PTSD, because we have so many veterans that are struggling in this area. And after, you know, after talking to you and getting to know you, I'm more educated, and I have another friend that is doing wonderful things with the veterans, and he's a veteran. But Calvin, there are so many veterans that are living out on the street. And not all of them are homeless. Some of them, you know, are struggling. Some of them are working, like, little jobs, not really good jobs. Some have good jobs. But nonetheless, many are struggling with PTSD, and they are not aware of the resources that are available. So what would you share with those today that need help in that area?
Well, the first thing I would do, no matter what situation that you're in, is contact your local VA. Now, I know I have heard that the VA don't do much, they don't do nothing, but the first step is reaching out, letting them know that you need help. Now, you may not think you need help, but if you're in a certain predicament to where as though you're on the street or you can't get the benefits to where as though you need to live, you need to contact the VA so you can find out what benefits you can get for yourself. And also, remember, you know, all of us are going through something right now, and PTSD is not nothing to play with.
I know between three or four comrades within my unit that killed themselves. See, I'm being real with you. I've been there.
Right.
So I know what it's like to go to a comrade's funeral, see him decked out in his uniform, and feel that pain.
So did they do that in the field or after they came home?
Well, a lot of times it starts in the field. When you start seeing your comrade to where as though he want to go out on a mission and he's locked and loaded and we didn't tell you when, that's when you know something's wrong. Or he's shooting for no reason. There are a lot of different things on the battlefield which you see that you need to pull your comrade out and say, listen, you need to sit out this mission. But he want to go on the mission because he's dedicated.
Right. So, you know, I'm real careful with how I'm presenting my questions because it's such a delicate topic. And
true.
But it's also, you know, it's also a good topic because people simply don't understand. A lot of times we have loved ones, they go into the military and they come home. And then we have a lot of them that don't come home. And then we have some that come home and they're just not the same. And we don't understand
right.
that. And sometimes people don't know how to interact with them or how to take them. And I, the you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview with you was one, so you could share your story. And two, so somebody might be listening and saying, wow, you know, I can relate to that or I didn't know that. And but a family member that may be handling things different will learn a better way because
right.
I believe we need to be more sensitive. We need to be more loving. We need to be more kind because it's really a struggle and we can't. Unless you walked in that person's shoes, like you can't tell them what to do. And it's like,
exactly.
I'm a single parent. If you don't know what it's like to be a single parent, you can't tell me what to do. You can't encourage me. So how are we going to encourage somebody that's been out on a battlefield where they witness things we would never, ever see in our lives? We don't know the
yes.
magnitude of the trauma, of the hurt, of the pain. So,
no.
you know, I want to make that information available to those that need it. But if there's anything, the mic is yours, anything you wanted to share along those lines or anything that's on your heart, because this is about you.
Well, what I wanted to say, Stace, if you all still can hear me, is that,
yeah.
you know, being on the battlefield is a whole different thing. Because you're trained to do a certain job. Now, the military don't train you when you see a friend get blown up. Or as I was in Iraq, I saw two kids get blown up in front of me. And what made it so bad was that when we got the call, we only had 3 minutes to get out the trucks before the bomb hit us. So you're not prepared for that. And then you see that now you come home and you got to deal with home. You got to deal with the stress. You got to deal with coming back and putting yourself back in motion, you know, as to, you know, a family man, a husband, this, that, and the other. And it's so hard to do because you may not know that you suffer with PTSD. So what happens is within the first or second week, you start checking your house 5 or 6 times, looking in the back, looking in the front. You know, as me, looking for roadside bombs, when I came home, I started looking at the cars right in front of me, in front of my new house. And people started saying, well, what's wrong with him? But they didn't understand, and neither did my wife, know that I was suffering from PTSD. Now, I will suffer with PTSD for the rest of my life, but that doesn't mean that the PTSD is going to keep me. You understand what I'm saying? Because
yes.
one thing you got to learn is that you got to put your trust in the Lord. And then the main thing you got to do, you got to walk by faith, not by sight. And to all of those that's going through right now with PTSD, like I said before, check out your VA. And then also the Vail Veterans Program, they help out with PTSD. Also, the Semper Fi Fund for Veterans helps out with that. And also, the Wounded Warrior Project helps out with that. So there's just a little bit of information that you can call or look up on your computer to find out what help that you can get, because help is always out there for a veteran. But it's up to us to reach that veteran to get the help that he needs.
Yes, so true. And I want to repeat something you said earlier. You said a lot of times people say they don't get help or they can't get through. And, Calvin, I find that hard to believe, because I'm not saying it's not true, but there's too many people I talk to where they get through and they get the information they need. Now, it may be a problem with you not having all of the information needed, and that may slow up the process, but I really don't know if that's a myth with people saying that or if it's really real. You know what I mean?
Right. And listen, all I wanted to tell you on that is that it's where you're coming from, because if you're a veteran and you know you need help, you will go somewhere or find a place to where, though, from one place is going to lead you to another. And the main thing that you really want to do is hold on to that place, because before we get off this, I'm going to give everybody my email, and whatever troubles that you're going through, whatever paperwork that you need, let me know. I will direct you in the name of Jesus, and you will get the help that you need. I promise you that.
Well, thank you so much for volunteering to do that. And for those of you that are listening, if you have a question or a comment for Calvin, please press 1, and I will open up your mic so that you can talk to him. You can present your question or your comment. You can love on him. And I want to give the address for one of the resources he mentioned, which was the PTSD for Wounded Warriors. And that is www.woundedwarriorsproject.org. And traumatic stress disorder is a diagnosed condition that can develop after a person is exposed to a traumatic event. And post-traumatic stress is a very common condition for many veterans after military service symptoms. After military services, symptoms can include disturbing thoughts, feelings, or dreams related to the events, mental or physical distress, difficulty sleeping, and changes in how a person thinks and feels. So I just wanted to read that definition again so that if anyone is dealing with a veteran that are showing any of these signs or symptoms, so that you can just understand them a little better. They have support groups for the veterans, and then they also have support groups for family members, for wives, for the children. So it's something that the whole family can do to help, but it's also a process where they have to take that journey alone too. And how do you, am I right with that, Calvin?
Yes, you are. Yes,
okay.
You are. Yes, you are. As taking that journey alone, you're not alone, because you're going to find other veterans that's just like you. And, you know, as we being trained like the way we are, we are trained one way, to get the job done, to get the mission out of the way. And that's what we are trained to do. But one thing we do learn is that there's no man or no woman left behind, never. No matter what's going on. So all I'm trying to say is that if you're having trouble with a claim, you're having trouble getting with the VA, or you're just having trouble PTSD-wise, you know what I'm saying, contact me. So this way we can talk about it. I can get you the help that you need, and then we can move on to where you need to be.
All right. I like the sound of that. So one of the very interesting things that you enjoy tremendously, the veteran retreats. So tell us about that. What's the purpose of these veteran retreats, and how did they help you?
Well, veteran retreats help out a veteran so much in a way because you click back in with your comrades. It's not the way you was in your unit or on the battlefield, but it's in a way of fun. You get to do different things. You get to ride bikes together, go on a boat ride, drive a racing car. There are so many different, go skiing. I learned how to ski from the Vail Veterans Program. I have been with them for 6 years, and they're still sending me emails to come out and ski. I'm 60 years old now. I can't ski like the way I used to. but they helped me understand to where though you still can have fun. And being with your comrades again opens up a whole new door. It's like a light that shines off to where, so you know what, I may be suffering with this, but guess what? I'm with comrades who did what I did. We were in the war together, but look at us now. And there are over at least 500 to 600 retreats around the world that's going on right now.
That is amazing. So the retreats are dedicated to thing with your peers and just learning how to do fun things again.
Yes, and always you could bring your family too. So now you're connecting, you know, with your peers, and then your family is connecting with other veterans. So there's so much love there to where though you may have a session to where though you may not feel like going out that day. So they'll have a session to have you sit down. You sit down with other peers to where though, you know, they're with you. And you talk it out, whatever's on your mind, because if you don't get it out, it's going to hold you back. You understand? So you have to let that trauma go. Sure, it's hard. I saw two kids get blown up in front of me. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that till the day I die. But I remembered one thing. I had a job to do, and I had to do it. So I had to learn how to deal with that pain. And if I didn't talk about it, later up the road, I started having dreams about it every day until I went to the VA and started going to these retreats. And once, a little bit by little, like cutting an onion, I started letting it go. And once I started letting it go, don't get me wrong, I still had the dreams, but not as bad as I used to.
Okay. Now, are you still having dreams now or not like you used to?
Not like I used to. They're not as dramatic as was though when I first came home.
Okay. And what year did you come home?
2009.
Okay. And what were some of the highlights, like some of the positive things that you experienced while you was in the service?
Oh, well, I had a good time to travel, and I never drove a truck before. And they just told me, Sergeant Pat, get in a truck. You're going to drive. And to me, I looked at my sergeant and my first sergeant. I said, no, you got to be kidding me. They said, yeah, you're going to drive. within 3 days, I mastered that truck. And I liked it that because once I learned that, I started doing other things. Then I started meeting other brothers and sisters who was, though, you know me, was teaching me what they do. And then the highlight of it is that at the end of the day, the joy you have of the job you completed within one day. Because everybody know in the military, you may have 35 jobs to do in one day, and you got to get them jobs done. But you learn how to build and work as a team.
And that's important. And, you know, out of all of the testimonies I hear about people that have been in the military, and I have two brothers that served, it's the unity. And it's something that you – it's like you have to be there to hear it, I mean, to see it, to witness it. But in hearing the testimonies of those that do share, it's something that will never, ever be broken. Like you guys, there's a closeness. I mean, because – the intimacy that's formed, you're literally trusting each other with your lives. And it is amazing how close you guys get, you know? And then to continue that once you get home, it's a beautiful thing. So
yes, it is.
Is there any one that you would like to say thank you to? Anyone you want to give a shout out to? I know you are one of the founding members for Valor's Mission. What did you want to say anything about the mission and what you guys do? The people to your website.
Yes, as being a founder of Valor's Mission, it wasn't supposed to be. We just. Seemed like I was online and they saw me going to all these places, and the director got in contact with me and said, how the hell did you go to all these places? And I gave him a list of all the retreats I went to, and he said, well, as you going on all these retreats, he asked the same question as you did. How did it make you feel? It changed my life. It changed my life. So as putting this team together, we are Army, Navy, Marines, all of us. It's all of us. And as we did that, came a unit. And all we wanted to do is help veterans in any way that we can. Now, through the sickness that we went through 2 years ago, you know, the COVID, we had to slow down a little bit, but we are back, and most retreats are back now. So what I wanted to say and thank is I want to thank Valor's Mission. I want to thank everybody who's listening right about now. And the main thing I want to say is walk by faith, don't walk by sight. Keep in prayer. You know what I mean? Trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Sure, I know it's hard to think about that when you're going through, but that, keep that in mind. The same way we had to do what we had to do on the battlefield. Did you get that, Stace? Hello?
Oh, yes, I got you. I said that was wonderful. And, yes, we do have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. What I love about Valor's Mission, and you said it's a combination. And so I just want to give the names just to give a shout out and some love to them. So we have the founding president and CEO, which is Jimmy Collum Jr., and he is United States Marine Corps, 100% VA disabled, and John Edward Hill. And he's U.S. United States Air Force Intelligence Operations Officer, and Calvin Patterson, who's doing this interview, John Pepe, United States Marine Corps, Julie Perry Briggs, the Board of Directors, the United States Navy, and Michael Maris, how you pronounce his name? Maris Peeney. And he is United States Navy Master at Arms. And all of these family members are 100% disabled veterans. And we have Richard Smith, retired United States Army, Ron Burham, United States Air Force, Reverend Johnny Turner, retired United States Marine Corps, Motor Transportation and Food Service. And the last but not least is Shara Wilkie, retired United States Marine Corps communications officer. So we just wanted to salute you all and say thank you so much for working together with Calvin Patterson. And on behalf of the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, we are going to support you guys and all of the work that you're doing and partner with you to help get the good news out there for the services that are available to the veterans. But Calvin, thank you so much for allowing me to share your story with our listeners and to receive the information about Valor's mission. And there's so much work that you guys do in the community. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to share with our listening audience something that you do that helps you get through your PTSD, and it makes you happy, and you do such a wonderful job doing it. It makes other people happy. And could you tell our listening audience what you do and how you use that to help you to heal and to grow?
Well, for number one, when I was in Iraq, I used to always think about doing music, and I love comedy. I love Bernie Mac, you know what I mean? And one thing I learned about that it makes me happy inside, because you'll never know if you're coming home off that mission. You may die right then and there. But doing that, I started listening to so much music. When I came home, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to get into studio work, but I didn't have the money. So I prayed to the Lord and asked him, Lord, I would like to build a studio. And within maybe 6 or 7 months, God helped me to build my first studio. I'm not worried about being known and all that. I just love praising the Lord and just doing music. I'm also a drummer. I sing. I play congos. I play bongos. I play cowbells. I play xylophones. There's so many different things I play. But one thing that helped me so much is my music. And one thing I found out through dealing with PTSD, when I'm going through it on them days to feel like as though the whole world is on my shoulder, I come downstairs in my studio and I create. And that found me a place to where as though no matter what's going on, I can always come down and do my music on my studio. Was that good enough?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Calvin has an amazing studio, and he is an awesome musician and a great singer. And Calvin, are you going to grace us with a song?
Well, with the sound like the way it is, I want to, but I don't know if y'all going to be able to hear me clear, because you were saying that I sounded far away.
Right. So when you get ready to sing your song, just put the phone by the speakers, I guess, so that we can hear it.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me here?
Yes, I hear you.
How's that?
That's good. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go through this little song, and I want you to remember Brooks and Dunn, and remember how they wrote the song, I Believe, because the song was about a veteran who found Christ. Even though he passed away, he found Christ. And as he found Christ, he was gifted enough to let other veterans know that you're not alone. So I want to do this here for you. And then whatever my sister say we're going to do, that's what we're going to do. I still hope y'all can hear me clear. Okay, hold on. Here we go. All right. This song right now is called I Believe. I that White House down the street where I grew up. Mom used to send me over to bed. We struck a crazy bug. We spent a few long summers. I'm going to go to the boys' way. In a war when it became lost his mind, lost his faith. I wrote down how you keep the Lord's grace.
Hey, Calvin, we can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, because I'm going to hook up your system the way that we're doing it right. Don't worry about it. But in the meantime, we'll hook it up. But we'll get things done together that way. No problem.
Like I'm hearing you talking, but when you start singing, it's like every other is skipping. So I don't know why doing that.
Well, because we're coming off the phone and there's no speakers hooked up to it.
Okay.
That's all it
but
is. You just have to. We'll talk about it. I'm gonna build you a system. So though you ain't got to come off the phone. You're gonna have everything you need.
Okay, so I do have one of your songs that I was able to upload to the board, and it's so hard to say goodbye.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So, but we could keep talking while it's uploading. So tell me about your love, because once you started talking about the music, your whole, it's like I could see you smiling. And that's because, one, I know that you love music so much. But let's talk about this comedy. What is your passion about Bernie Mac? And what tell the audience about your skits and stuff that you do and how it makes your...
As being over in Iraq, when I saw Bernie Mac and the Boys, that changed my life, because I took Bernie Mac to me, because Bernie Mac reminded me of myself. And as we were going through different missions and guys was getting blown up and different things like that, and you come back sad, you know what I mean? I would listen to Bernie Mac, and he would bring me back to life, because that next day you may not want to go on that mission because you know you might die. But it kept you going. So I would listen to Bernie Mac, and one day I just started doing him. And the first thing I said was, "What the hell are you thinking on? What's going on? This is Bernie Mac. I'm coming back to you. They may say I'm dead, but it's okay. Let me tell you something. Somebody want to keep me alive. How the hell you doing?"
so that made everybody laugh.
Yeah, so it helped me out so much that I got a chance to do the real. I did the real Bernie Mac down in Atlantic City about 2 years ago, and I had just started doing him, and the crowd was so ecstatic that people just started throwing me money. And it was just, it was just a talent show. And I kept that in my heart, because there's nothing like laughter. There's nothing like laughter. Man, when you start laughing, and when you with your boys or you with your friends or family, and something really tickles you and you laugh, it takes your whole mind away. It really does. And you want to always keep that feeling. So I keep Bernie Mac in the back of my mind when I'm going through something, or when my wife get on my nerve, I always hit up with Bernie Mac. So she may say, "Well, I need you to do this." I said, "Well, listen, you shut up and sit your butt on down. Let me do what I got to do." So it's fun. So go.
And how does Mrs. Patterson respond to that?
If you don't get out of my face with that Bernie Mac.
But I know that she is at service today, and I look forward to her joining the future broadcast because I know there's a lot of love between the two of you, a lot of support that she gives to you, you give to her, and I just really thank God for your marriage and the relationship that the two of you have, and I'm happy that, you know, that support has helped you both to advance through your marriage, and then, you know, just coming home and all of the things that you have gone through, because it's so much easier, even though a part of it you do go through it alone, it's also nice to have somebody that you can, you know, talk to, someone that understands. So,
and listen, Stace, I just wanted to tell you something. I want to thank God for what you're doing on Eloquent Radio. I mean, you're doing so many different things to which those so many people are speaking and this, that, and all this and that. And, you know, with my wife, you know, remember, she's just getting through a stroke. She had a mild stroke. And thank God that you called her. You know what I mean? To make her feel like, wisdom, don't worry about it. You know, we're going to pray. And I thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let you know, sis, we love you too.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I went to visit her, but I got there too late and they wouldn't let me up to see her. And I had stopped at Dunkin' Donuts. And I got her a avocado toast with toasted tomatoes, and
there you
she,
go.
She, you know, we talked on the phone since I couldn't go up, so I talked to her on the way going home, and she was like, "Stacy, this is so good." And so I got one yesterday, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, she was right." It really was good. But you know, Deirdre, for those of you that are listening, Calvin's wife, Deirdre Patterson, she is an awesome woman of God. She is an intercessor. The same love that you're getting from Calvin is the same love you would get from her if she was here. And she is dedicated to praying for other people. And they both just want to see people happy. And, you know, Calvin, we all go through things. If somebody that's listening, they're going through something. Now, we've been talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. Everybody that deals with that haven't been in the military, you know.
That's true.
There are people that are dealing with trauma in homes, on jobs, schools. You know, some of the college students, they deal with rape. They deal with theft and murder and, you know, somebody's being traumatized somewhere, even now, while we're doing this radio broadcast. So,
and you're right.
What do we do, and what do people do? Where do people go? So that's one of the reasons that I do what I do, is to provide a platform for and resources where people can get the help that they need in times of trouble, in times of sorrow, and especially during those seasons of bereavement. Now, I wanted to give you an opportunity to just provide information, if you have it, for those veterans that you mentioned some of them had committed suicide. Now, are there any particular programs for their families to help them through the recovery process and any grieving programs you're aware of?
If you go to the Veteran Veils Program, Veterans Veils Program.
V-E-I-L-S?
No, V-A-I-L-S, Veterans Program.
Okay.
They help with a lot of different categories as being what you just talked about. Also, the Semper Fi Fund. Semper, S-E-M-P-E-R, F-I-F-U-N-D. Semper Fi Veterans or Semper Fi Fund. They help with a lot of different tragedies and different things that you're going through. Also, the VA itself has a emergency line. They have four of them. That if something is going on, you can call them right away. and they will have somebody in your house within about 5 minutes. You can believe that.
Okay. Well, that is good to know, and I'll make sure that I put that information on the website.
Okay.
Now, I do want to provide information, just basic information, where you can go to this website, and it's the Pennsylvania Government Guides Veterans. It's www.pa.gov/guides/veterans/.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular link is a guide that will help you with whatever category you need help. But it's real important if you are a veteran, and especially if you're not getting all of the information that you need on a telephone, if you go to this website, they have a link where you can register. And it's very important that you take the time to register, because that way everything is on record, and your information will be in the central location, and you'll be assigned someone that can help you through your process. But when you need a referral, like say if you're dealing with health care, but then you need housing, so you'll have the referrals to go where you need to go throughout the process. So they have a veterans registry. They help with education and employment. A lot of veterans that are looking for work, or you need to be trained in a different field so that you could be more marketable and make the kind of money that you're looking for, they have wonderful programs. A lot of the programs, Calvin, are actually free. Some of them are free, and some of them, you know, some of them are grants, and some of them it may be like a sliding scale fee. But it's a wonderful opportunity to learn a new trade and even brush up on a new trade. But and then once some of them are internship programs where you can learn a trade and you work while you're in school. So it's just so much out there. And then they have, if you need help with health care, veterans housing, veterans with disabilities, there's a special link where you can support veterans. Then they have other benefits where they help you with financial emergency financial assistance, driver's license, and it's just more recreational things that are available to you. If you like to go fishing, they'll help you do those things. And, you know, I could go on and on, but I just wanted to give the basic information. And for those women, and it's not just women, wives and husbands that are now widowed and your husband or your wife has gone home to be with the Lord and you need assistance with your house, there are many programs that are available that can assist you with the information you need that will allow you to stay in your home. Calvin, it broke my heart because I used to work at Freedom Mortgage, and so many widows thought they had to leave. And, you know, many of them did lose their home, but I was able to help some of them by just, referring them to these different programs. And sadly, they don't, you know, they didn't know this information was available to them.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's another one.
Go ahead.
And wait a minute, I didn't mean to cut you off, but here's another one.
No, you go ahead.
Coalition to Salute American Heroes. That's a beautiful site, too, to help veterans, veteran families, widows, and, you know, people who lost people in the war and everything like that. I have been with them on a retreat. I was skiing with them 3 times. And they even help you out with your bills. They help you pay your mortgage and different things, a car. See if you're short, you know, on your car insurance and all that. They will help you out with that, too.
All right. And say the name again, Correlation.
Yeah, Correlation to Salute Americans Heroes.
Wow, that is amazing. And I'm going to make sure I put all of this stuff on the website today. Now, do you know much about the PA, the GI Bill, that will help people get a home?
Yes, yes.
Okay, tell our listeners about that.
I got my home through the GI Bill. Now, the GI Bill breaks up into three different parts because if you're not 100%, you got to be at least 60%. And then if you're not 60%, you at least have to be in war for at least 90 days. You know how the VA play. But anyway, as getting a GI Bill, when you want to get a GI Bill, now you want to make sure that you want to go to school and finish this. Now, as you go to get the GI Bill, you're going to get money from the VA and you're going to get a grant either way. Now, the thing is about a GI Bill, you have to finish it. Now, when you get ready to buy a home, the GI Bill will help you get the home. But as you being a veteran, they're going to give you the loan if you served in the military. Now, when you go to call the VA and let them know, listen, I want to buy a home, you got to watch for the do's and the don'ts. Because don't get me wrong, when you call the VA, they may give you a number to call that's not a part of the VA. So you want to do your homework to find out the VA is behind you 100%. So once you get to the VA and they say, well, okay, how much you want to buy your house for? Well, I want to buy a house for like $200,000. They're going to give you a code. That code in the email is going to take you to a private site to where as though you're going to put in that code, and they're going to let you know that you're authorized to get that loan for your home.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's good information and much needed information. And I want to add on to that, that for eligibility, I mean, there are, you know, once you go to the website, like everything that Calvin said, you know, you may have to play this back a little bit to listen to everything, but all of the details that you need is posted on the website. You can apply online or you can print it out and fill out the information and then send it in. But the GI Bill, they have several programs for different things. And that is... I'm just scrolling through everything to make sure I'm covering everything. Yes. And the benefits, can be used by the spouse or by the child. So
exactly.
If you are a spouse of a veteran or a child of a veteran, you are eligible to use the PA, Pennsylvania GI Bill. And Calvin, that is phenomenal. Do you know how many children needed that and didn't know? Even the benefits that are available to veterans, you know, their children.
Yes.
There's just so much. That's why I'm so excited. For those of you that are listening, this is our first interview with Calvin Patterson, and he is going to have a weekly show. And we haven't worked out all of the details yet, but you're going to be hearing more from him. And we had some technical difficulties today, and I was supposed to be in the studio with him, but he's going to be recording live, and he will be sharing a lot of his original songs. And the songs are dedicated to not just our veterans, but to those that are dealing with stressful situations, people that are dealing with hurts and pains that are, you know, people are hurting today. And we just want to do our part to encourage, to uplift, and to motivate. And if you are listening to this broadcast and you would like to present a question or a comment to Calvin, please press 1 on your phone, and we will be able to open up your mic so that you could speak to him. And we do have some callers in the queue. No one raised a hand yet. We do have some people, Calvin, the internet. And I just wanted to give a shout out to those of you that are listening. And if you do have any resources that will allow someone else to be blessed, please reach out to us. And Calvin, we do have a caller in the queue that just raised their hand. The last four numbers of your telephone number is 7700. You are on the mic.
Calvin, my name is Sherry Bedford, and
okay,
I wanted
Sherry.
To ask you something in reference to veterans. My father was in the Air Force for over 11 years, and he's deceased. Does the government assist older children for loans or something, you know, at that such?
Yes. The thing is, if you have his DD-214, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. If you have his DD-214, was he in war or just in the military?
I believe, you know what? I'm going to say I'm not sure.
That's all right.
I'm not sure.
That's all right. I tell you what you do. You got a little homework to do. You understand what I'm saying? You got
yes.
a little homework to do. All I want you to do is find out what he did in the military. Find that DDD-214 and then get
mm-hmm.
back with me. Now, listen, I'm going to give you this because I'm not worried about it. This is my email. Patterson.
Hold on.
Calvin.
Wait a minute.
Okay, wait a minute, Calvin. She want to get a pen.
No problem.
But that was a great question.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's the email, sir?
Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Calvin,
mm-hmm.
C-A-L-V-I-N, 62@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And what we're
okay.
going to do, once you do your homework, you hit me up with an email on what you need, what you're trying to do, and then we'll go from there. You know what I mean? We'll contact each other on the phone, and we'll go through it step
yes.
by step so you understand the process on what needs to be
yes.
done.
Okay. Because I always look at things that a lot of African-Americans, we're not privy to a lot of things.
True.
And it's a shame that, you know, here we go and allow either our fathers or spouses who've been in the armed service to let all their benefits just dwindle away.
Well, listen, I don't mean to cut you off. The reason why that is because, see, with the VA and all these different programs out there, the VA is not going to tell you nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to find
yes.
this out on your own. So it's like from veteran to veteran, you know what I'm saying, letting you know what's happening, like what we're doing right about now. I have a lady across the street from me, one of my neighbors. Her husband has passed away, but he was in Okinawa. She is trying to get benefits for him because he was in the war. All she's trying to do is get a DD-214. I'm getting ready to start her a claim.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
That's what I do.
Well, what I'll do is, because I believe my sister does have my father's DD-214 because we kept
good.
It. And I will definitely email you with my information so we can, you know, start a conversation and get something going so we can also have our children to benefit as well.
Yeah, no problem. That's what you want. That's what you want.
Okay, well, I thank you, and I thank you for this podcast as well, for giving us more information.
No problem.
Yeah.
Thank you for just being at the right place at the right time.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, Sherry, is there any other questions you have?
That was basically it, because, like I said, I'm just so glad that I hopped on, because I always listen to Stacey's podcast, but I'm glad I got on there now in reference to talking about veterans, because, again, I said, you know, my father was in the service, in the military, the Air Force, and I was proud of my father for being in the Air Force. Yes.
Now, Sherry, I know that you work with children, so do any of the children that you work with, and if you want to tell Calvin what you do, that's fine, to give him a better understanding, but if there are any children that you work with, especially the at-risk, if they do have parents that served in the military, we would like to help them get some of the benefits that are available to them. So let them know what you do, because one of the reasons we're doing what we do is the network. And I'm going to be honest with you. Calvin says, Stacey, this is going to bless a lot of people. And I say, Calvin, I think you're right. And guess what? We got one caller, Calvin, and that's all that matters.
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What I'm saying?
That's
we got
right.
one, so glory
Amen.
To God. We give God
Amen.
The glory. We doing
Amen.
What God told us to do.
That's right.
So,
and that's what this is all about. Amen.
Yes, sir. And what I basically do is I'm a retired police officer. And my division, my last division, I worked in community relations. So I work with a lot of at-risk youth. And by me doing that, I actually have a business. It's called Striving for Excellence, LLC, and For the Love of Children Foundation. And what we're doing is we're trying to, I'm not going to say try, we're putting some things together to have a facility built just for juveniles and to help them with education, mental health.
Okay.
Also, I think we're also going to extend police involved in this, because a lot of our children have been killed because of nobody looking at mental health and, you know, things of that concern children when it goes through, like when they go through things. So some of the kids that we do have, there are a lot of them are facing traumas and things like that. So now I'll be able to go back, because I'm getting ready to do something in Philadelphia. And
sounds good.
Maybe we can have that type of dialogue in reference to the kids, if any of their mother, their siblings, or their father was in the military, because then we could partnership to give them other benefits and other alternatives.
Sounds
to
good.
Where they can benefit if their father or mother or whomever aren't in their life. Maybe this might connect them.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, all I wanted to say is this here. Now, this is the first podcast, or what are we doing broadcasting, and look what God is doing already. You're a police officer, and I'm a veteran. Now, can you imagine what God is going to do? Do you see the outlook of what you just said, how that's going to put us together to connect this and connect that? See, that's all you need is God. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we got this here, because one thing I learned is that all you got to do is trust the Lord. He's going to lead and he's going to guide you, because me and Stacey didn't rehearse this. This was not rehearsed. We're just doing this here through spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're doing what God wants us to do. So as you connecting on, now, guess what? We're going to connect together and open up something even better.
This is,
God
like
is good,
I said, I love all the time. And again, Stacey, I'm so glad that you do this because you already know when I spoke with you where that friendship is. And I haven't even set eyes on Stacey yet. And here I was talking to her as if I've known her for over 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
So that lets me know where God has chosen her to put people and care people together. To do his work.
Amen.
I'm
just going to tell y'all something. I got tears in my eyes right about now. I really do. I got tears in my eyes. I mean, because this is not us. This is God's doing. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish what you said. I'm sorry.
No. I love to hear that. I love the word. And to be able to come force with other people who want to do more for people, it goes a long way.
Amen.
Because, you know, sometimes the devil, he'll try to get in the way, but long as we push him aside and keep on going, we're going to go strong. And our kids are going to learn from what we have. See, all this is our trial and tribulation right now.
Amen. Okay. Okay.
So I'm right with you, Calvin, and I can't wait to talk to my sister and ask her about our dad's ED214 so we can get something going.
There's no problem on that, and may God bless you and what you're getting ready to do, and may God bless us what he's getting ready to do through us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and I'm going to jump. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for listening. And both of you have just really, really blessed me. And I just want to give God the glory because every time things like this happen, it's just proof that I heard him correctly and that I'm doing what he told me to do. And a lot of times we second guess, you know what I mean? But this is a topic that's really dear to my heart. And to know that Calvin is doing so much to help people and he's not charging people. Like some people will do this and say, well, I'm going to charge you, blah, 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 you know, a consultancy.
Yeah.
He's not asking for a dime. He's doing this from the kindness of his heart. And even with all of the resources, I never ask people for a dime. Like, we just do what we do because we love people, we love helping people, and this is God's network. So it's not my
Amen.
Network. He's using me to do his work. So we network, we connect people to, like, you know, like when we was in school, to connect the dots. That's all
Come
we're
on
doing.
Now. Come on. Amen.
But what I see while we're talking, it's bigger than we – it's big because not only are we going to help the young people and especially the youth at risk, we're going to help the veterans and we're going to help the children that are I have training with children of incarcerated parents, and that's another category that is often overlooked. And they need love, they need support, and there's a lot of resources out there. So, you know, we're going to have to break the topics down into different discussions. And I'm going to be inviting different professionals to come in and talk and provide the information we need for parents, for caregivers, for grandmothers, because a lot of grandmothers are taking care of these children now. But,
That's
you know,
true.
There
That's
are programs that are set up where these children will get an opportunity to go to school, to learn a trade if they want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's so many resources out there. So you guys stay connected. And thank you so much for the support and the kind words that you both shared. about the work that I'm doing, and I'm just very grateful. And we do have another caller on the line. Sherry, I'm going to leave your mic open so you can stay with us, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we have another caller on the line. Caller with the last four numbers, 8843. You are on the air. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
How you doing, Stacy? It's Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
Okay. Did you have a question for Calvin or a comment or words of encouragement?
Well, I'm a 9-year veteran of the United States Air Force. I served during peacetime, but I wanted to thank Calvin for his service to our country.
No, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So,
thank you.
I mean, I too have been kind of in a wartime situation, but not your traditional war as you know it. The wars I've experienced were within the home.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
And I'm doing things now, as Stacy is well aware of, that I'm hoping that will bless and encourage people, including veterans.
Okay.
And Mike, how did you? That's deep what you just said about the war in the home, and it's real. And I thank you for your transparency. And I'm so glad to introduce you to Calvin and to Sherry. And this is Mike Smith. He is the author of a brand new book that has just been, well, it's going to be released next month. But he had a dream, and he stuck to it. And he is a published author as of today, as of last week when he just got his first copy. Yes, so we celebrate you, Michael.
Mike, God bless you.
Yes.
And Calvin, he can sing too. He can sing.
Yeah, Mike.
And Calvin, Mike. Sherry is going to be interviewed. We don't have a date yet. So when it's time for me to interview her, I'm going to make sure that you're aware. And both of you, when it's time, because I'm going to be interviewing Mike one day this week. We just haven't had a chance to connect with scheduling. So I wanted to say that.
Yeah.
But, Mike, I want to come back to you because you said the war in the home. And can you elaborate on that? And then how did you overcome that war, or how are you overcoming? Because Calvin and Sherry may both have some advice to give you, or I just feel like that's a topic we need to open up a little bit, if you're okay
with
that.
No,
okay.
I'm fine with it. I'll give you kind of a little bit of a background about me, which is part of my introduction to my book, is throughout my life, I have been either bullied in school or gone through various types of emotional abuse within the home based on different relationships that I've been in, anything from criticism, judgment, condemnation, belittlement, manipulation, control, guilt trips, you name it. I've experienced that, and for the longest time, until the last 2 or 3 years, I really thought all that stuff was true. I'm a nobody, and I'm just there as a battering ram for other people to use. But God spoke to me and basically said, "Listen, Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14, says that." He knew me before he formed me in my mother's womb, and that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that just spoke to me. And he told me, he says, you are who I say you are, not who people say you are, because I made
you. There you go. There you go. Good. For you. Good.
And that's good true of all of us, whether we served in an actual war or we've experienced things within the home. We are who he says he are, who he says, period. And you know, my hope through my book is to get people to see that and to start speaking that over themselves.
Yeah, well, listen, Mike, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
no,
I like what you said, because as me and Stacy putting this together, God is putting this together, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Because there's a lot of different issues that need to be directed. And what I wanted to say to you is, as I was growing up, my dad used to beat up my mom every day.
Come on now,
I'm just going to be real with you. And I had so much meanness in me. I was mad at everybody. That meanness, I had to find out why I'm holding this in so much. So the Holy Spirit told me, you got this meanness in you. You know what? You need to go in the military.
Right.
Now, why God had directed me like that, I didn't understand. But what happened was the meanness that I had in me worked out to be one of the best combat engineers in Philadelphia.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? See, God works in a way we don't understand. So I understand where you're coming from about being in a home. You know, you imagine seeing your mom getting beat every day, ever since you were one. And then when you get about eight or nine years old, you and your brother, you see your mom get beat. We got tired of that. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, the next time you hit my mom, me and my brother, we're going to whoop your ass. And he laughed about it. And we took what, you remember them black old frying pans, Mike?
Uh-huh.
You remember them black frying pans, them big heavy joints? He hit my mom there and knocked her out. And me and my brother took that frying pan, excuse my language, and we beat the hell out of his ass. Guess what? He packed his bags and moved. 3 years later, come to find out, he got cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, man.
And he asked me, can you help me, son? Now, I had to learn how to forgive and forget that day, because that was my father. But yet still, you beat my mom all them damn years. Now you need help. See how God worked? So I had to go up there and watch him go to the bathroom, and he would go to the bathroom from the front and the back, both at the same time, from cirrhosis of the liver. So I know what you're talking about, and I thank God for teaching me how to forgive so I can move on. Because if you got that, because Satan will hold that over your head, and you're not going to move. Where God wants you to move, you're not going to move. You know why? Because you got that over your head. You got that meanness. You know what I'm saying? So Satan holding on to that. But when you give it up and you let go and you let God, it had me a chance to move on to help him. And then I started working with other people with the same kind of diagnosis, helping them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that wasn't my job. You know what I'm saying? So I learned from that to let go and let God.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was growing up, you know, my father was, you know, a well-known defense attorney in Ohio. And, you know, he never really taught me anything, so I never had any real direction going into adulthood as far as things go, other than what I got from my mother. So, you know, trying to handle all these things that were being thrown at me, I had no idea how to do it. You know, and it took its toll on me. I was, you know, pretty much ready to pack it up and give it up, but, you know, fortunately, I had children that kept me going and everything, so I kind of lived for them. Even though I knew God, I didn't know how to get close to him.
I understand.
And now it's like God is just opening up so many things inside of me with, you know, because of the book and other things. It's just blowing my mind right now.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
And you know what,
good
Mike? Another thing I just want to add on to what Calvin was saying. Sometimes God opens doors for you, so you're able to open a door for somebody else. Now, you just wrote a book.
That's true.
So you're going to be opening doors for other people who are able to say, oh, my God, he's talking about me.
Yeah.
And they will be able to do something positive as well. See, because we hold a lot in. Sometimes we as men, we hold a lot in, and we wait till something triggers us to lash out.
Okay.
Whereas, like Calvin said, he said, I can forgive, but I always say, I can forgive, but I won't forget.
Exactly.
He was able to move all that meanness and upset aside to help his father. And God is blessing him for that now. He's continuously blessing you, Calvin. And Mike is doing the same exact thing. Wow.
I even recently started... I saw something online and it spoke to me, so I wrote a piece about it that I haven't there for anybody to see yet. But when we talk about, we're all familiar with the all-consuming fire of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I saw in this whole thing is no matter what kind of trauma that we have been through, We need to take that trauma and pray and toss it into that fire.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, amen. I mean, because if we keep holding on to it, it's like God says, throw it in there so it can burn up. but you know, I'm so used to having this, Lord. I don't know if I can. You know, but you know, you got to make a conscious decision that you're going to throw that, whatever it is, into that fire and let him burn it up and start to heal you.
Amen. Amen.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is so good because some people that are hurting, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. And this is good information we're talking about right now. And Mike, as you were saying that, I was just picturing, like, I grew up using coal heat, and that's the best heat ever. But, like, you would have to go to the coal bin, and you would have to throw, get the shovel and go throw it in the furnace so that, you know, the fire can get hotter and stuff. But thinking about that as you was talking about this consuming fire. So whatever it is that I want to get rid of, I'm just going to take that shovel and I'm going to throw it in that furnace, that consuming fire, and let God just burn it up. Because you know what? It serves no purpose. It has no value. Mm-hmm. It's not going to help me grow. It's not going to help me be more positive. And that's where we have to get to the point. And like Calvin said earlier, everybody is hurting. Everybody is dealing with something. Mm-hmm. But I said post-traumatic stress disorder is not it's not strictly related to veterans and the traumas that they experience. You know, everybody, when Mike said the war in the home, that is just speaking volumes.
Amen.
And it's something that we all, that can be a topic for another show, for real, because there's so many wars going on, but here we are talking about resolution. And it's good when we can talk about a problem, but when we could talk about the solution, that is where people really get blessed. So this is wonderful, and I'm excited about this conversation. And Calvin, I'm going to let you follow up to what Mike said.
Yeah,
we got two veterans on the line. Hey,
war doesn't matter. God is good.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that.
Well, listen, Mike. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to, you know, let everybody else say what they want to say, is that one thing I learned about the word, as you were saying, my pastor, when I was on, I've been on crack cocaine. Okay, I got 24 years clean. I was on crack cocaine for 19 years. One thing I learned that he taught me about the Bible was Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night.
Yep. That's good.
That's powerful.
We're all sitting here talking, it's proof of that blessing.
Amen, bro.
And, Calvin, can you say that scripture again, please?
Yes. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. See, a lot of people don't understand. When you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, that's the people you be around to talk stuff about other people. You understand? You got to get away from that. So blessed is that man that walk in the counsel, that don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the word. And in that law does he meditate day and night. Because no matter what you're going through, if you meditate on God's word, just meditate on it. You know what I mean? No matter where you're at. It may be this going on. It may be that. And the first thing you think about, Lord, I'm going through this here, but you know what? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
There you go.
Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. That's how I come. I can walk into a store. No matter what happens, I know his angels are around me, guarding me.
That's right. And to be honest, the word is where the healing is at. And I know everybody, on different levels, we got different faiths. But for me, I find comfort in the word. And what you just said in Psalms 1, the reason I asked you to say it again, because God was really, he's moving. And that needed to be said again, because sometimes, and especially a situation with Mike was saying, a war in the home. But I was listening carefully. The enemy strategically used people to kill his spirit through negative words. He was among scornful people. So when we recognize, and what I want those of you that are here and those of you that are listening, when you sit around the table or you sit across someone at the, you could be at work, you could be at lunch, you could be at home, you could be in the park. It doesn't matter. When people are scornful, that means they're haughty, they nasty, they're evil, their words are not positive words, they're negative words. And when they start saying all of these negative things about you, I want that scripture to come back to your remembrance that Calvin just said. And so you have the power at that time to accept or to reject. Amen. So when people start talking bad about you and you know they're speaking a lie, why would you want to accept it? And I mean, if you're hurt and you're wounded, it's easier to believe a lie. But I just want to recognize that it's the lies of the enemy and that we don't have to accept the dirt that people try and throw down our wells. Amen. So when you see the characteristics of a scornful person, guess what? Get up and move. You don't have to sit with them. And sometimes this happens at church. You know what? Get up and move. Look, I know I'm telling the truth because you got a lot of hateful, scornful people in the church. But we have to recognize, positive behavior recognize negative behavior because you feel it in your heart. You feel it in your spirit. So Mike received all of these negative words, and so he got into, all of the situations that you were in. Mm-hmm. Now, hurt and pain carries an odor. And what I mean is just the example I'm going to give for that. If you, like Wild Kingdom, when we see that wounded animal, I'm going to say a baby giraffe, he got a cut and he's bleeding, and the lions and stuff is hot on their trail because he smelled the blood. So when we've been wounded, especially at a young age, we have a lot of people where parents were, the dad was an alcoholic, the mom was always fussing, it's a lot going on there. So that child is wounded emotionally. So they're going to continue to attract these lions that smell their wounds. So, and when that happens, you are set up to be attacked by the enemy. And so we enter into false relationships, false trust, false love, and we end up getting hurt. So, but as we learn better and we start healing and we break that cycle, then it stops. So we come out of these wars in the home because we see our wealth. We see our worth. And what stood out to me, Mike, was when you said, when you quoted Psalms 1, when God said you are a good, 139, that's about you being fearfully and wonderful. One, for those that are listening, Psalms 139 and verse 14. That he is fearfully and wonderfully made. He said that, Calvin, with power and authority.
That's right. There you go. Mm-hmm.
It's like there is no doubt in my mind. Like all of these people, they did this to me. They said that about me. But I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And at the end of the day, that's what we should all believe. Because when people want to talk negative about you to you, and sometimes they'll do it to your face, but a lot of times they'll do it behind your back. So all I'm going to say is don't worry about what people say, whether they say it to your face or behind your back. Forgive them, release them, bless them, and keep it moving.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when we get all caught up and we start having words with them, you know what? We're stooping to their level. But blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. They already showing us who they are.
There
so we can't, you know, we, you, and at the end of the day, I'm just saying we don't have to accept negative behavior from people that's going to tear us down. We in the building up business. Now, the scripture that Calvin gave, I want to share it in the Amplified version. It says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of scoffers or ridiculers.
I like the Amplified version. It just tells you straight up. It just tells you straight up. Even though, you know, I went from the Bible, you broke it down in a way just telling you, leave them wicked people alone. They ain't going to do nothing for you. You got to get away from them. And Mike, as you going through what you went through, and writing a book, you know what I mean? That step forward spiritual-wise. You put the things behind me. But don't get me wrong. Sure, they're knocking on your door. But see, God got his angels around you. You understand what I'm saying? You may be going through it, but not the way you was before.
I say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I even one time put a picture of Jesus hanging on a cross with his head down, the crown of thorns on his head, you know, that he died for all.
Right.
Because every life matters. And I got ridiculed for that.
you know what? That ain't nothing. Yo, that ain't nothing but Satan being on your back, letting you know I'm after you because he don't like what you're doing. That's all that is. But you know what? Yo, kudos to you. You know why?
No, no. You know why? Because you're standing up and you're moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, see, you're walking by faith, not by sight.
Exactly.
You're walking by faith. See, a lot of people don't get that. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, you hear it in church all the time. Yeah, walk by faith and not by sight. But, see, a lot of people don't get it because, see, you got to understand where God is coming from. He's telling you to trust in me. Now, if you believe in me, you walk by faith. Don't go by what everybody else saying. I'm telling you what to do. Here's my word. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you walking by faith. That's how come that book is getting ready to come out. Because, see, Satan don't want that to come out. But guess what? It's coming out anyway. You know why? Because God said, you know what? That book needs to come out. My word needs to be heard.
Yes.
Man,
and
don't start
you
me
know,
preaching, man.
Listen, you're doing a very good job. I love what's happening right now. I am so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you are speaking prophetically, Calvin, because Mike is a very, very dear friend to me. And he's also a part of Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. So, yes, this is my brother in Christ. This is now your brother, and Sherry is now, like, they are regulars.
Oh, wow.
And but Mike is actually a part of the staff at Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And I'm a part of his group. Yes, you are on Facebook. And all of us are on Facebook, so I'll make sure that you all, you know, meet each other. But what you just said is so true because, you know, since I met him, he's wonderful. He's very positive. But at different times, we all have faith disengagements. So when that doubt was trying to trickle in there before the completion of the book and everything, I would just encourage him. You know, we would pray together. And so once he got to that place where it's like my mind is made up, I am not looking back, I'm not turning back, he been that consuming fire. He been on fire ever since. He been encouraging people. I mean, the network is in 37 countries around the world. But when Mike makes a post on the radio page, it's affecting people in a different way. Like each contributing writer, they have a certain category that they're reaching. But God is really using him in a mighty way.
Yeah, right. God bless.
What you just said was
true, and I
witnessed it. So I just want to say, you know, never hold back. All three of you, when we're on the radio, never hold back. Don't be afraid to say what God is leading you to say because it has purpose and it's going to encourage somebody else. So
amen.
I want to thank everyone for joining Calvin for his debut on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network because he's also a part of Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And I'm going to play one of his original songs, which is entitled It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. And when the song goes off, we're going to come back into the discussion.
Sounds good. Praise God. Wow, man. Look what God is doing.
To all of us that's going through, and to all of you that's suffering, remember, keep the memories of the ones that's going home. Boys, the men reminded me of this. How do I say goodbye to what we had? See the good time that made us laugh outweighs the bad. Bye. we feel in what we been through. Oh, and if it takes me till tomorrow, I hope it's for all the day. It's so hard to say goodbye bye to yesterday. Yeah. And I'll take with me the memory. It's so hard to say goodbye bye to yesterday. Yeah. And I'll take with me the memories to be but your child. After rain, it's so hard to say goodbye bye to yesterday. To yesterday.
Want to get Calvin some feedback about his song?
I liked it. It goes back to like the old him.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of background noise, somebody. Are you in
yeah.
the car drive? Okay. All right, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And what did you think about the song?
I thought it was amazing. I mean, it sounded really spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So what
well, Calvin, he has a way, like a lot of the secular songs, God gave him a special gift where he takes those songs and he changes the lyrics. Like with this song, he kept it the way it was. But he specializes in taking a lot of the old songs that we grew up listening to, especially the oldies, and he turns them into gospel songs. And once he starts with his radio show, we will be recording live from his studio. So you'll get a chance to hear some of his original music. But that's one of the gifts that God has given him. In addition to all of the things that we have already talked about. And Calvin, if you want to jump in and just tell them about your music, that's fine.
A lot of times with my music, I think about the old school music to where as though when I grew up on. And just like Ray Charles and a lot of different others that had gifts like that, one thing I loved about the Spirit of the Lord, when you're getting ready to make a song and God gives you that song spiritually, you want to make sure that it's coming from Spirit, not from you. So
right.
when you go to do that song, if I feel that song, you're going to feel it too. So that's where I base most of my music in my studio. And just like my sister said, once we get set up in the studio,
And I'm going to even help my sister have her own studio in the house. I'm going to help her out real good. I even got a mixer for you. We're going to hook it up. You can believe that. It's going to be bad. But anyway, once I finish with you, you're going to be bad. You're going to be broadcasting. You can believe that. God put us together for a reason. All of us right about now. There's only three of us, but, one thing I learned, if it's three of us in the mix, spiritually, God is there. God is there, and I believe that. So this is happening. I feel so good about it because we get a chance to really talk about things, what really needs to be addressed, and different other things that we can do on the radio, to address with the kids and this and that and different things like that. So God is opening up this big door that we are getting ready to step through. And I just want to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for Stacy, Lord. We thank you for Mike. We thank you for my other sister on the line and whatever people are listening, Lord. Whatever they're going through, God, we ask you, Father God, Lord, that you be there for them. Lift them up, Father God. Cover them in your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, we know you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And we thank you, God, for dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for whatever comes our way, Lord, that you are there to guide us, Lord, and lead us,
yes.
Lord. Continue, Lord, to do that through our traumas, through what we're going through with our neighbors, our family. Help us, Lord, to see, Father God, what you want in us that we need to do. And we thank you, Lord, for prayer. We really, truly thank you for Stacy. We ask you, Lord, to keep blessing her to do what she's doing in Eloquent Radio. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for that prayer, Calvin. And I just wanted to let you know we do have other callers in the queue. They just didn't raise their hand. But we do have five callers in the queue, and we do have people that are listening via the Internet. I don't know the numbers of those listening via the Internet, but if anybody is in the queue and you do want to present a question or comment or just encourage Calvin, please press 1. But we do see you all in the queue, and I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. And for those of you that are maybe late tuning in, this was the name of the interview was U.S. Army National Combat Engineer Calvin Patterson, and we learned about him, the work he did in the military, his love for music, and we just had a wonderful discussion and provided excellent resources for those that need assistance. So I did post some of that information on the line, but if you are listening and you do have a question, please press 1 and we'll grace you with the mic. We talked about post-traumatic stress disorder from a veteran perspective, and then we talked about it from the home. And Calvin just prayed. And Mike, if it's okay, I want to ask you to stand in the gap in prayer for those marriages that are experiencing war. And just healing is needed, if you don't mind praying, please.
Absolutely. Father God, we just come before you today, and we just give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, we thank you that all of us, no matter who we are, where we came from, what our background is, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are a child of the Most High King. And, Lord, I just stand for every person who's ever been a victim of domestic violence, emotional abuse, or anything else, Lord, and I just pray that you reach down and put them in the palm of your hand and show them that they truly are loved. They do matter. They are somebody. They are valuable and they are significant, Lord. Just show them, Lord, a love that they've never seen before, and help them to embrace that and to feel that love that you've had for them since you first created them, and to show them that this time and season that they are going through is only temporary. There's something far greater awaits them.
That's right. Amen.
And so we come together, Lord, for all those that are hurting emotionally, and we just lift them up to you, and we thank you for your healing that you are doing in their lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now,
amen.
Now, Sherry, I want to ask you if you're okay with prayer for the children, because we covered the children too, and then I'll pray for the veterans.
Amen.
Dear Father God, as we are listening to your high-powered people here in this meeting, in this radio podcast, Father God, bless our children that are going through a lot of turmoils and trials and tribulations, Father God, and let them know that there will be a light at the end of their tunnel, Father God, as you go and touch each angel in their on their head, from the crown of their head to the bottom of their toes. Father God, I've never prayed, Father God, like this. So please touch me as I go on and touch each child from Mike's family, Calvin's family, and Stacy's family, Father God. Touch them in a mighty way. Wrap your arms around them and let them know that they're loved. This I say these words. Amen.
Amen. So now I'm going to pray for the veterans. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you and we celebrate you. And I'm just so overjoyed that I didn't have to ask Calvin to pray. He just went and he prayed. And I love that, because he heard from you. And so now, because of his obedience, we're covering all of the things that we talked about today in prayer. And so we want to lift up to those active members in the military today. We want to lift up those that are retired, those that are overcoming very traumatic experiences in the military, those that are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. Father, we heard the testimonies, and we thank you that at the end of the day, you are the one that brings healing and deliverance. And so we lift up these veterans, and we thank you for demolishing, breaking, and destroying the spirit of heaviness that is associated with the depression, with the discouragement, with the flashbacks. And God, we just loose the garment of praise and the oil of joy and the spirit of gladness. And we thank you for releasing miracles, signs, and wonders. God, we're asking you to do something supernatural in their lives. You said in Isaiah 43 that we should remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old, but to behold the new thing that is springing forth. And God, we don't take away from their experiences at all, but we do know that you are a healer. And we asking that you move by your spirit supernaturally, and that you would heal, that you would deliver, that you would go before them, make the crooked places straight, God, make the resources available to them. Those that are standing in need of housing, thank you for making a way. And those veterans that are homeless, we thank you for letting us provide resources for them to help them to get off of the street. But bless Calvin Patterson right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And thank you for blessing him to continue to minister to your people through song, and even through the preach word and the prayers of the righteous that avail of much. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have 10 seconds, and we're about to go off the air. And Calvin, I just wanted to let you give closing remarks real quick. And then everyone, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, listen, since we got that time, all I wanted to say is just thank Mike and my sister being on, and the other people that's ready to, you know what I mean, talk to us. And while we were talking, I just picked up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 different other support places for veterans that the next radio station I'm going to give out.
Okay, wonderful. And I am excited, and I look forward to, you know, the next time that we come together. And Sherry, I will keep you, Sherry and Mike, I will keep you posted. And
okay,
Mike and Calvin, you guys are in the group already. So in the Rise and Shine for Jesus ministry, you're both in the group. So y'all probably just didn't know who each other was. But I did tag everybody on Facebook so that y'all could become friends.
Sounds
and
good.
Exchange information. And Sherry, I'm going to send you a link so that you can join us and just, you know, be a part of what God is doing. But I support each and every one of you, and I'm so looking forward to your interview, Sherry, and your interview, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
And Calvin, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This was really, really beautiful, and I will be sending the playback to each of you. And, you know, just thank you. And everyone have a wonderful night. God bless.
You too. And God bless you all. Here.
God bless
all right,
everybody.
God bless.
God bless y'all.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Bye.
Good night.